A hit show about playing chess has set a record for Netflix. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, The Queen's Gambit has drawn an audience of more than 62 million viewers since its debut in late October.
62 million apparently qualifies The Queen's Gambit as the biggest scripted limited series Netflix has ever aired.
There's no player in the world as gifted as you are. There is one player that scares me.
The show follows a young chess prodigy in the 1960s who vaults to world fame in spite of a traumatized childhood, a host of addictions, and the disadvantage of being female. The Queen's Gambit is based on a currently best-selling novel from 1983. It's also spurred a run on chess sets nationally and led to a spike in new chess players online. Netflix, a company generally cagey about its numbers, says the show has become a top 10 hit in more than 90 countries. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
On Capitol Hill, a small but growing number of Republican members of Congress have started calling for Donald Trump to concede and begin the transition process for the incoming Biden administration. They are joined by more than 100 top national security experts from former Republican administrations who say the delay threatens America's democratic process as well as national security. Stocks finished higher on Wall Street. Energy shares got a boost from another gain in oil prices today. The Dow was up more than 1%. This is NPR News.
You're tuned to All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up, Brigadier General David Sanford talks about the state of the national stockpile of personal protective equipment and other supplies. Then, the pandemic has overwhelmed the strategic national stockpile that supports the country during emergencies. The system is trying to restock, but it's unlikely to meet the country's needs. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And coming up in 10 minutes, Joe Neguse and Jason Crow on their first 2 years in Congress. Eldora Mountain Resorts kicked off its ski season today. Colorado resorts scheduled to open on Wednesday include Beaver Creek, Crested Butte, Aspen Mountain, and Snowmass. 62 and partly cloudy in Denver. It is 67 and clear in Pueblo, 43 mostly cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.